Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. Bundaberg Division 8 candidate Sean Sanders has confirmed he has launched an appeal to have a re-election. After a long counting process, just one vote separated the two candidates, with incumbent councillor Steve Cooper being named the winner. At the time, Mr. Cooper congratulated his opponent out of courtesy, not concession, but less than a week later lodged an application with the Court of Disputed Returns. If successful, Bundaberg may be heading back to the polls. The state government is pouring an extra $36 million into the domestic and family violence sector. Premier Stephen Miles says the extra funding is in response to soaring demand and increased pressure on DV services.
I know that won't fix everything. I know we will need to continue to invest, but this is an immediate response.
Getting our aged care sector to work smarter, not harder, is the goal of a Queensland-led study. The JCU team are developing an AI tool to predict the type of care a resident may need during their stay. PhD student Jonathan Kong says it'll analyse aspects of the patient's mobility and independence, as well as care and doctor's notes.
We're able to forward-looking, and that which will help this country as how we can make use of our taxpayer money more efficiently, and also helping the care worker to do a better job.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service has announced its local heroes, and a Roma acting sergeant has received an accolade. Matthew Minns has been named the 2024 Royal Flying Doctor Service local hero for the region for his dedication to ensuring the safety of his community. His care was particularly clear after a significant incident of violence in Tara in December 2022, where he went above and beyond to support the Royal Flying Doctor Service and the town.